Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Monday, May 17th, 2021, and I am your host, Nathaniel E. Baker. Our top stories today: Musk keeps roiling crypto. AT&T and Discovery look to combine media assets. Housing market gets sized up. Leading today's news: Elon Musk keeps roiling crypto. Cryptocurrency is still under pressure this morning, following tweets from Tesla CEO Elon Musk that rattled the market over the weekend. Bitcoin is down about 8% to trade around 45,000, which is off its lows of just below 43,000. Ethereum is off about 9%, Dogecoin down about 5.5% to around 59 cents, having hit 45 cents earlier. Quote, "To clarify speculation, Tesla has not sold any Bitcoin," end quote. That was Elon Musk in a tweet just before 2 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. A Twitter war broke out over the weekend between Musk and Bitcoin fans, with Musk suggesting on Sunday that Tesla has already or intends to unload its $1.5 billion in Bitcoin holdings. Musk was, quote, "taking on all corners on Twitter over the weekend and caused some chunky gyrations across the coins," end quote. That's Chris Weston, head of research at Pepperstone Group. Musk began Sunday afternoon by making fun of MicroStrategy's Michael Saylor, and things devolved from there. At one point, Musk pointed out that he's the guy behind PayPal, which is arguable, and how dare Bitcoiners try to tell him how money works. That provoked the inevitable response that Bitcoin is the anti-PayPal, decentralized versus centralized. Musk's outside influence. The Tesla CEO has found himself and his huge social media following as one of the arbiters of cryptocurrency sentiment of late. His mentions of Dogecoin have led to buyers flocking to the meme crypto that was started as a joke, and he dubbed himself the Doge Father in a promo tweet for his appearance hosting Saturday Night Live. This led to intense interest about how the coin would be worked into any sketches. He sent shockwaves through crypto last week when he said that Tesla would no longer be accepting Bitcoin as payment, this due to his concerns about the amount of energy used in mining coins. Bitcointers pointed out the fallacy in Musk's reasoning, noting that mining has nothing to do with Bitcoin transactions and everything to do with securing the network. He later expressed his confidence, saying, quote, "I strongly believe in crypto." Twitter and Square CEO Jack Dorsey has also weighed in on this, but with more limited impact. Dorsey tweeted that Square will, quote, "forever work to make Bitcoin better," end quote, because it changes everything for the better in response to a report that Square had halted purchases after a $20 million loss. Frothiness. There is also an argument that Musk has given crypto holders a convenient reason to sell, given the lofty heights that the cryptocurrency has hit. Riskier assets have faced pullbacks recently, with the NASDAQ falling for the fourth straight week last week, the first time that has happened since 2019. Tesla shares lost more than 12% last week. Bitcoin is down nearly 30% from its high in mid-April, but has still quadrupled over the past year. Seeking Alpha contributor GS Analytics on Friday wrote about how Musk is a big risk for Bitcoin. Quote, If Ethereum, Dogecoin, and other current and future cryptocurrencies continue to emerge as an alternative to Bitcoin and each other, we will have an unlimited supply of cryptocurrencies to invest in. End quote. That was GS Analytics in its article. Quote, they will no longer be a store of value due to this unlimited supply. This should be detrimental to the whole crypto space in the long run, but its immediate impact should be reflected in most established cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, which many investors consider as a store of value and are pricing it like it will maintain its leadership slash monopolistic position in the crypto space. End quote. AT&T and Discovery look set to combine media assets. AT&T is said to be in talks to combine its media business with Discovery. A transaction may be announced as early as this week, according to a Bloomberg report. The companies are still working on the structure of the deal, and details may change. But the deal will likely combine Discovery with all of AT&T's Warner Media, which will then become a new publicly traded company that will be co-owned by AT&T and Discovery. That's according to a CNBC report. AT&T is expecting to own a, quote, big stake in the new entity, and a transaction could come as soon as tomorrow, the Wall Street Journal reports. The companies are looking to combine Discovery's reality TV programming with AT&T's media holdings, which include HBO, TBS, TNT, and the Warner Brothers studio, this to be a more of a competitor to Netflix and Walt Disney. Microsoft investigated Bill Gates' relationship. Microsoft's board reportedly concluded in 2020 that Bill Gates needed to step down from the company's board after looking into a romantic relationship Gates had with an employee 20 years earlier. Quote, Microsoft received a concern in the latter half of 2019 that Bill Gates sought to initiate an intimate relationship with a company employee in the year 2000. End quote. That's a Microsoft spokesman in an interview with the Wall Street Journal. Quote, a committee of the board reviewed the concern, aided by an outside law firm to conduct a thorough investigation. Throughout the investigation, Microsoft provided extensive support to the employee who raised the concern. Gates' spokeswoman acknowledged, quote, an affair almost 20 years ago that ended amicably, end quote. But also said that Gates stepping down from the board had nothing to do with that affair. Housing market gets sized up as prices skyrocket. Investors will be eyeing several housing market indicators this week, with the real estate sector seeing some of the fastest price growth in more than a decade. The National Association of Home Builders Monthly Index will be published today at 10 a.m., and that is expected to hold steady at April's robust figure of 83. Building permits and housing starts figures released Tuesday are also anticipated to stay strong, given a significant lift from buyer traffic, vaccinations, stimulus checks, and the spring season. Bigger picture. The numbers are expected to show resilient home builder confidence and buyer demand, despite a near doubling of lumber prices and logistical supply issues. A lack of residential construction over the past decade, as well as pent-up demand from COVID-19 shutdowns, has unleashed a seller's market nationwide. According to the National Association of Realtors, the median price for a single-family home rose about 18% in March to a record high of nearly $335,000. And it's not only in the U.S. Among the 37 OECD countries, real house prices climbed almost 7% between the fourth quarter of 2019 and the fourth quarter of 2020. This marks the fastest year-on-year growth in two decades. Quote, if you lock up the vast majority of the population for months, they rapidly reassess what they want from their homes, end quote. That's Richard Donnell, research director at UK property platform Zoopla. It also didn't take long for a race for space to take hold as people were forced to transform their houses into offices and classrooms. Outlook. Quote, borrowing remains cheap, and once borders reopen, foreign investors will provide even more impetus to property markets, where purchasing activity has been largely driven by domestic buyers, end quote. That's Kate Everett Allen, head of international residential research at real estate consultancy Knight Frank. Economists also say it will take some time for construction to catch up to demand, especially for entry-level homes. What else is happening? At Home's largest shareholder plans to vote against a take-private offer, the Wall Street Journal reports. Sarcos Robotics SPAC remains on target for Q3, according to its CEO. New Technologies, stock symbol NIU, EPS misses by two cents, but beats on revenues. PerkinElmer, stock symbol PKI, will acquire a UK-based in vitro diagnostics company for $155 million. Google remains the standout megacap as the I.O. conference approaches. Rich banks got richer in the year of the pandemic, a Forbes Global 2000 report shows. And finally, the new momentum stocks to watch. Turning to today's markets in Asia, the Nikkei in Japan is down about 0.9%. Hang Seng in Hong Kong up about 0.5%. The stock market in China is up about 0.8%. Sensex in India up about 1.6%. In Europe at midday, the FTSE in London is down about 0.4%. The CAC in Paris is down about 0.2%. And the DAX in Frankfurt is roughly even. Turning to the U.S., stocks are down a bit in the pre-market. Dow and S&P futures down about 0.3%. NASDAQ futures down about 0.4%. Gold is up about 0.4%. Silver is up about 0.9%. Crude oil roughly flat. And cryptos, Bitcoin is down 8.4% to around 45,300. The 10-year Treasury yield is down about 1.3 basis points to 1.622%. On today's economic calendar, we have the 8:30 a.m. Empire State Manufacturing Survey. At 10 a.m., NAHB Housing Market Index. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate it and review it. Your feedback is greatly appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.